What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the show. Here with the Triumphal Podcast, I only take on topics that are really standing out to me, that are near and dear to my heart, and I think will add massive value to you in your life and your business. Today, I want to chat about the problems that you have in your business or in your life. Now, I think in the world that we live in, we're taught to not address the problems that we have and just constantly dream big and don't think negatively and laws of attraction and affirmations. And I'm all for all of that. But you also have to solve problems in your business and in your life to get the things that you want on the other side. Nick, I want to have that dream house. Well, yeah, you can't just sit and manifest it. You have to actually solve problems in your business. And if there's a gaping hole in your business and there's a leak in the boat, you have to address that issue. That's what I want to help you and I unpack today on today's episode. The way that I look at it is this. I drive a beat-up old Surf Van. It's my baby. Got it from an auto auction, okay? And recently, I had a flat tire on that van. But not like all the way flat. It would just lose air, so I'd have to run down to the local gas station, and bless their hearts, they were so sweet at the Shell on the corner, and they let me have free air. Well, they started seeing me week in and week out, so I'd go, you know, fill up the freaking leaking tire, and I would get enough air for like 4 or 5 days. I'd run that sucker around town, you know, and then I'd come back 5 days later, and guess what? Same problem, same air pump, same gas station. No matter how much I want that tire to be fixed or want it to be staying full of air, there's a leak in the tire, and I had to address the issue that was causing the leak. So I took it down to Discount Tire. Guy looks at it. He's like, bro, there ain't no saving this tire. You need a new tire. New set it. So I got new tires on the Surf Van, right? What am I getting at? I think in our business, we have these same problems as well, and we try to put air in them and avoid them. We try to not like know that they're there or like look away and start addressing 18 other problems. You know right now the core issue in your business. You know right now the core issue in your life. Let's unpack that. Guys, it's called the Triumphant Podcast because I want you to triumph over these things in your life, myself included. I have found in my life when you address the leaky tire, you're able to go to work and solve that problem. Doesn't make you a not positive thinker. I think you're a realistic thinker and somebody that actually wants the goals and has to solve the problem. I'll give you an example. Business owner just came to me this week, and great business, great reviews, good at what they do. They have a marketing problem, okay? That's their problem, is getting good quality leads, turning those quality leads into clients and sales. We have to go to address the problem itself. See, we try to work on other aspects of the business. No, Nick, I got to work on my systems and my SOPs and my training catalog, all the above. We tend to do that to wiggle off the actual main problem that's uncomfortable to talk about. But here's what I love about this concept and why I'm addressing it today. I personally believe that when you patch that tire or get a new tire and solve that problem, when you patch the leak in the boat, when you patch the leads problem, that's the one thing that's holding you back. And think about this. If you could fix that one thing in your life or your business, wouldn't everything change for you? See, this is where things get really exciting for me and why I want us to have this conversation today. I know for a fact that if you solve that one main problem, everything else is going to solve itself. If you look at any businesses, we do a lot of consulting with businesses. Last week, I did 20 live consultations, like live coaching calls with businesses. Most of them, if not all, had the same problem. It was a lead gen problem. So if you fix the lead gen problem, that problem goes away forever. Meaning if you find the lead source, you find the marketing, you know, you get the sales funnel, you've now solved that problem. So now, yeah, you'll create other problems in the future, like hiring, scaling, all the above. I would rather you solve that problem once you fix this one, if that makes sense. And think about the problem that you have in your life or your business. Haven't you had it for a while? Here's what I'm finding and why we're having an open dialogue about this today. Odds are you've had that problem for a month. Did you have that problem? I want you to think right now, like, let's do this together. What's the number one problem in your business or one number one problem in your life? I'll give you an example of mine here in a second. What's the number one problem that you have? I want you to think about it. Did you have that problem last month? Odds are you did. Did you have that problem 3 months ago? Odds are you did. I'll be vulnerable with you, have this conversation with you. I've been in good shape. Like we've gone in and out of 75 hard and stuff, but after that, you know, you like 3 months ago, I wasn't in the ultimate shape. I was in good shape. I was in okay shape. And I remember looking at it going, now, did I have this problem 3 months ago? Yeah, I like wasn't in the shape that I wanted to be in. Did you have this problem last month? Yeah, I wasn't in the shape that I wanted to be in. And I remember thinking this, and think about this, I'll invite you into my conversation, we'll have this together. Man, I was like, wow, I had that problem last month, and I have that problem today. So unless I address this issue right now, and I change up my workouts, I change up my eating habits, I'm gonna have the same problem in 30 days, and I will have this problem in 90 days, as will you. So I would rather us go to the root of the cause and solve the problem today. Call this solving the number one problem in your life and in your business. You have it. Did you have a leads problem last month? Yes. Did you have a leads problem 90 days ago? Yes. So nothing's going to change. You can keep trying to talk about the thing or keep trying to get people to give you love. Oh, here's my problem. Oh, I'm so sorry for you. Or you can just go address the main problem that exists today. Does it make sense? And I'm falling in love with this concept of just go address the problem. Go get the new tire. Go solve it now. Now, why wouldn't we want to solve that one problem? Because it's probably the big problem that you need solved that's actually holding you back from everything that you want in life. You're a speedboat tied to the dock, and this rope that's tied up is the problem that if you let go, you're over. If you address the weight issues, or you address the gym issues, or you address the fitness, or you address the business, or you address the branding issues, or the content creation, and you solve that problem, where could you be in 90 days? But here's the problem. Most people don't want to address that problem. Tony Robbins has a quote that I love, and he says, you can't go to the flower garden and just expect that no weeds will grow and chant, there's no weeds, there's no weeds. Yet that's all we want to do is chant, it's going to fix itself. It's just the market. It's just the economy. It's just the interest rate. It's not. If you want to become that entrepreneur, you have to solve that problem. And that's the story that you're going to tell in 6 or 12 months. Nobody wants to hear the story of why things are so bad or why you couldn't figure it out. They want to hear the story of how you solved it for your exact scenario. And I appreciate the fact that we're all different. Your life's different. Your relationships are different. Your business is different. A lot of similarities, but different. And this is your chance to go solve that problem. So let me ask you, as you're driving, walking, you know, listening to this, what is that number one problem? And how often do you spend really addressing it? Or is that one of those things that you just kind of like sneak under the bed and like don't talk about it? Like, we don't want to talk about Bruno. If you know, you know. My niece made me watch that movie. It's one of those things where you just don't want to talk about it and you kind of hide from it. Most businesses, it's addressing creating content. It's addressing building a brand. It's addressing buying leads. It's addressing running campaigns to get leads. They don't want to talk about it. So what do we want to do? We want to research everything else to address something different instead of the one problem, the one thing, the one rope that's tied behind or tied to the dock, the one tire that's going flat, and you just address said problem. In my life, mine was my nutrition. Had to address that problem. Had to meet with the trainer and say, hey, dude, like what I'm doing isn't working. It hasn't worked for months, and it will continue to not work for months. Let's address this head on. And I think when you look your problems in the face head on and address them, that's where change happens. That's when you solve problems. That's everything. Because I know this for a fact, that one thing is the thing that isn't holding you back, and it has been holding you back. So if you're ready to just get rid of it, then go address the issue. But what I want you to do is declare an all-out war on said problem. You have to make this the thing that consumes you every single day, every single night, every morning, on your way to bed, all of it. Like it has to consume you so you solve that problem. You know, in business, 95% of small businesses fail. And why do the 5% succeed? And, you know, like of the 5%, not everybody's balling, right? They're just still in business. I think it's the 5% that are willing to address the problems and lean into the hard shit. I think they're the ones that address the things that are tough, that a lot of people don't want to talk about. You know, like in business, I think it is a lead generation issue. You know, in health and fitness, I just heard a stat yesterday that 70% of the United States is obese. I think it's an issue of, I don't want to work out. I'm lazy. I don't want to eat right, all the above. And I think you are here today to address that issue. You know, that's why I'm talking about it today, because I think when you address that issue and look it in the eyes and go to war with it, that's how you're going to make change. I talked to a business last week. I said, hey, where would life be if you solved that problem? He goes, well, that one thing would change everything. And I asked him this question, how much time did you spend yesterday solving that problem? He goes, I didn't. you already know the one thing. You already know the main thing that's holding you back. But what we tend to do is we tend to hide that thing behind closed doors, like in the closet and shut the door and like hope the boogeyman's going to go away. It's not going to go away. If that's marketing your business, let's lean into that and own that. Go to war with that and study it. You know, for me in my life, just met with the trainer and we had to change up all my diet. Went to absolute war with my health and fitness, getting bad results. But if I stayed down that path, nothing would have changed. If you stay down this path, nothing will change. And I just want you to look at it this way. If you have the problem today and the problem existed last month and the problem existed 90 days before that, it'll exist next month and it'll exist 90 days from now. You have to be the one to show up and address it. You have to be the one to look that thing, as scary as it is, in the eyes and take it head on. And I hope today's quick little episode just inspires you to look at those things that are holding you back. Grab a scratch piece of paper, list it out. I don't like this. You're allowed to talk about where the weeds are in the garden. I don't like this, but I'm going to solve it with this and this and this and this and this and this and this. Issues exist in life and business. It just happens. It's how we show up to those to solve them, right? And I hope that you start solving those problems. I hope you stop hiding from them. I hope you call out the big, hairy, scary thing that hides in the closet. And I hope you make it forefront and you go to war with it and you tackle it. Because I know when you tackle it, that is the rope that's been tied to the dock that'll let you take off. There's so many good, loving, hardworking people out there. You know, there's no TikTok video or YouTube video or even this podcast that's going to solve that number one issue for you. You're going to have to roll up the sleeves and go meal prep or go to the gym or go do the content or go start the podcast or go run the ads. Like, it's going to require you to show up and level up. That's the whole point that I'm trying to get at, is for you to level up, shouldn't you have to level up? Yes, you should have to solve this major problem, which is going to get you there. And that's going to solve other problems, which is going to get you to the next step. But you can't get there without solving that problem. The people that you emulate today, they've had to address those really hard problems and they're just solving different problems. But if that's the thing that's been holding you back for 6 months, why not just make it the thing that just obsesses you to solve it? I am obsessed with this topic and hope you can hear my passion coming across, because I want you to win, but I also don't want the one thing, the same thing over and over and over and over again to be the same thing that's holding you back, that you literally show up day in and day out with. It's like, eventually somebody's got to solve the problem. I was talking to a friend of mine and I said, he's got a lead gen problem. I said, okay, I get it. Well, you know, we as businesses all run into that. What are you doing to solve the problem? Oh, well, I'm creating a couple videos and stuff. How many videos did you post on social media last week? He goes, two. So you're not so serious about solving that problem then, are you? Because you've been probably consistently producing two videos for the past 6 months. And have you done anything differently to solve that problem? No. Okay. Well, that's the definition of insanity. And I'm not knocking this business. I think we can learn from it. Unless you're willing to try something new, try something different, change your habits, change your results, change your approach, nothing's going to change. The true definition of insanity, which I love, is doing the same thing, expecting something different. If you're not getting the clients, leads, and sales from social media today that you want, something has to change. Quality of post, frequency of post, how often you're posting, how often you're engaging. Are you running paid traffic? Okay. Are you buying leads? What are you doing to grow your stuff? What are you doing to grow? And I shared this with this business owner. He's like, oh, shit, that's a lot. But it's the same problem that you had 6 months ago. So somebody's got to show up and address this issue. As the CEO of your business, as the CEO of your life, somebody's got to fix this damn thing. Somebody's got to lead the charge here and show up and say, no, I'm done with this. Never again. It's time to draw a line in the sand and it's time to fix this. So anyway, let's talk about you solving problems. That's it. I guess that's the premise of the episode, guys. Identify the number one problem in your life, then list out what are all the action steps that you can do to solve it. I think when you start focusing on how to solve, everything changes. I absolutely love this topic. Hence why we're taking it on. Hope you learned something from this. If you have, share it with a friend. If you like this, go drop me a comment on Instagram, guys. I'd love to hear what you're getting from the episode. Shoot me a DM. Let me know what you learned. And let's solve some problems together. And I hope you know too, as we finish, this isn't me talking down to you. I'm with you. I'm literally actively focusing on my health and my nutrition, right? Literally actively solving the problem, right? And I had reached out to a trainer. He goes, well, dude, you really want to make change in your health and fitness, you should try this 24 and then a 48-hour fast and do this. And I've been doing it and it's hard. And as I'm leaning into this going, yeah, but that problem was hard too. And I would rather solve the problem through the hard actions, which I know will finally stop that. It'll finally fix the tire. It'll finally plug the hole. And I'll finally get to have what I want in that side of my life in 30, 60, 90 days. Same is true with your business. You have to be willing to show up and do the hard thing today to get those outcomes down the road. And that's today's lesson. Let's solve some problems. Hope this inspired you. And we'll see you guys in the next one. Bye. This is my world. It cannot be right. You can't rock my world, son. Took a lot of work just to reach the top. Did a lot of climbing, and I made it. Good luck to those who want to see.